Romans 8:8. Intro: your car cannot fly. No one would be offended by this statement because it is absolutely true. However, many people hesitate to accept what Romans 8:8 says: those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. It is evident that my car cannot fly. It is also obvious that our flesh has no capacity at all to please God. Instead of being offended, we should just admit it. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Let's read verse 8, Romans 8:8. Those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. Why? A meditation question, the first one. Why is it important to please God? Give examples of how we can please God. And why is it impossible to please God in our flesh? One primary purpose of our existence as human beings is to please God. God's heart is filled with delight when we please him. He is happy when we please him, but sad when we don't. Paul said in Ephesians 5:8-11, to live as children of the light. He went on to say, and find out what pleases the Lord. Often our thinking about walking with Jesus focuses on ourselves and our experience. However, Paul said to find out what pleases the Lord. Pleasing the Lord should be our primary concern every day. Hebrews 11:6 is another verse that talks about pleasing the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. God wants us to trust him. Walking by faith, which is the theme of Romans, pleases the Lord. It pleases God when we trust him and live according to his plan by his power. Romans 8:8 states unequivocally that those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. We cannot please God through our sinful nature because there is nothing good in it. Our flesh is hostile to God. However, the message of Romans 8 is that the Spirit of God lives in us, setting us free from the power of the flesh so that we can live in righteousness. To do that, we must admit that we cannot please God apart from the Spirit and quit trying to do it in the flesh. What is Jesus saying to me from this verse? Make it your goal to please me every day in all that you do. Rely on my Spirit to do this in you and through you. Trust me and depend on me. Live by faith in me. How will I trust and obey Jesus today? Consciously choose to center my life on pleasing God. Walk in the Spirit and receive his life by faith. Allow the Spirit to point out what when I am striving in my own energy or in the flesh. Let's pray. Lord, we confess that we cannot please you by ourselves. We want to live lives that do please you. May your Spirit empower us to please you in all that we do. Again, I want to encourage you all to share the word with your sharing partner daily. As written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.